Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. Picture a time when all human activities restore the earth, proposes our guest, Dr. Carl-Henric Robert. Contrast his vision to the earth today. We are running out of life-sustaining resources. The question, of course, is how do we get from here to Dr. Robert's vision of the future? Take the natural step, says Dr. Robert. He created the natural step framework to address our complex environmental problems. He urges us to do what humans do best, be clever, adapt. He used science to create and test tools with which to take this step. He says we must start with first principles.
They are scientifically rigorous, those principles. They are tested in that setup. And we see that they are independent of scale and activity. So a bank can use them, a municipality can use them, an individual family can use them. And they should be used in any project, actually. Not only these principles, but if you run any project, even if it's not about sustainable development, you should always lay out the principles first and then back off from them if the problem is complex.
Dr. Carl-Henric Robert is the Swedish cancer researcher who founded The Natural Step. He set out in the late 1980s to find first principles that could be used to address profound environmental challenges worldwide. The Natural Step framework focuses on issues of global environmental sustainability, and it is based in the science of complex systems. The Natural Step has grown beyond its base in Sweden. It now guides individuals and organizations worldwide toward a sustainable future. Bill Russell and I first heard about the Natural Step from the visionary industrialist Ray Anderson. We were intrigued. So when the Natural Step held its fifth annual sustainability conference at the Carter Center in Atlanta, we went to the source. Dr. Carl-Henric Robert, we live in a time of great change, or at least so I think. And as I have met you and given some thought to the Natural Step that you founded, I am reinforced in that idea that these are times of great change. Does it look that way to you?
Yes, it is. Many things are changing, and all people are aware of it. Problems are increasing enormously, but so are the stakes and the potentials to do something else. We are in a paradigm shift right now where the old paradigm doesn't work any longer. A number of people say that everything we did before is wrong just because the old paradigm didn't work. I would rather say thank you so much for all the good it brought. It brought some bad stuff as well. We could deal with that now. But now we must be as clever again and change and create a new paradigm.
How would you describe the old and the new paradigms?
Well, there are many perspectives, but if you would pick the one which is today governing the world, it is money and the economy. Previously, we had other scarcities than we have today, and an economy is there to address scarcities. What is scarce? And it was resources, money resources, and knowledgeable people, and stuff like that. Today we have new scarcities. We are running out of life-sustaining resources. They are becoming more and more scarce, and some of them are extinct forever already. We don't have as much time for our kids as we have had, and a number of new scarcities. And now we must address them, and we must design economical frameworks that will allow us to address the new challenges that we are encountering. And then we can't run the old framework anymore. I think that's about it.
I think a lot of people still think that Thomas Malthus had it wrong.
Thomas Malthus, who said that we were going to overpopulate and crash?
Yeah. And that was a long time ago, and people tend, when they hear that things that were substantively challenged, that things may go badly awry and populations may, you know, we can't sustain ourselves, they point to Malthus and said, you know, 300 years ago, whatever the time was, Malthus said that, and it's been 300 years, and we haven't crashed and burned. So, you know, what's the problem? We've adjusted, we've developed technologies, we've achieved a great deal, we're still here. Malthus was wrong. So why are you bothering me?
Yeah.
So why do I need a new paradigm?
Well, there are a few answers to that. One is that they were right to the extent that if we extrapolate what has been going on since quite long, it won't sustain us. We will be extinct like other species. That's for sure. They were wrong in trying to estimate the time and for that to happen. And that because due to complexity, that is extremely difficult. And you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't pollute the message that we need to change with efforts to estimate exactly how much time we have. That's, I think, one of the answers. The other answer, which I think may be even more appropriate, is that doomsday's prophets generally are wrong because we adapt, we learn. So if something cannot go on, we try to change, and we've done so previously as well. So I think these are the two answers I would like to give to that.
Well, that reminds me, I listened to Bill McDonough, who's an architect, designer, lots of things.
I know Bill well.
I'm sure you do. Talking about, I think it was he that said that the people who are going to get us through this are the people who believe that we've got a serious problem, and all those people who are in denial and deny that we have a problem will get to benefit from
right.
the fact that people like you who are not in denial have done the work necessary to make the adaptation.
And then it looks like there's no problem.
So, see, I told you there was no problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
We are talking
well, that's in a nutshell what I tried to say, but...
We're talking with Dr. Carl-Henric Robert, who is the founder of The Natural Step. There's a great deal more to be said when we return in just a moment. Bill Russell and I are pleased Dr. Robert is with us, and we are on The Paula Gordon Show, and we'll be back.